This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Betch Slapped. I'm Aileen.
I'm Jordana.
And we're recording this remotely, and it's kind of weird.
I feel like
we're not in our studio.
I feel like we're playing pretend.
I know.
Because we have these like microphones, and we're just in
our office. Yeah, it's bizarre, but let's just do it.
You can't see that, so let's move on.
Okay.
So big week-ish for America, maybe not.
In fucking crazy town America.
Yeah, we felt like we had to discuss the Charlottesville white nationalist thing, at least briefly, before we got into Taylor Swift. Yeah, it's fucked up. There's Nazis.
There's fucking Nazis. Sammy called it, I remember. She was like, listen, when there's a crazy president, like even though the Jews aren't targeted, they're gonna start getting targeted, like no matter what. And I'm really getting a little nervous. I'm trying to ignore it because it's not here in the sense of like.
Yeah, I wouldn't want you and Sammy discussing that amongst yourselves. You would work yourself up into like I'd find you in a bunker 4 hours later.
Yeah, like, I just love this like, bunker.
Seriously, the two of you I could see like making a bunker, being like Apocalypse Now. You guys are a little prone to conspiracy theories as well.
Not prone. I truly believe in them. Trust no one.
Yeah, but yeah, scary shit.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
And the girl that died.
Yeah, it's just like terrible, crazy things. President should probably do something if you're listening.
Or at least say something like on one side that condemns them. Like just not defends them. Like it's literally so fucking crazy the fact that you can say the sentence that like the president is not sure what to say. Like he's not sure what to say.
Or he's just like he's so intent on like keeping people who like love him happy that he's like, you know, like these people were bad, but those people were bad too. It's like he just doesn't want to lose someone who loves him. It's like sad. He must have serious mom issues.
Sad. Speaking of conspiracies, I personally think it's not that far-fetched that like he just sort of does things in order to like distract people from what's really going on. So like this is to distract, like him not like teetering on like which side to do, making people sort of hate him is like to distract like the fact that there's like an impending war, right? Like that potentially. And then
I don't think he's smart enough to do that.
Well, his cabinet. And then sacrificing the drama of the cabinet to distract people from what was the other thing that was going on?
You're right. You don't like conspiracy theories.
No, I'm saying it's not that far-fetched.
No, I agree. It's not that far-fetched. I'm more of the opinion that he has no plan. He's just kind of a maniac, and everything that he does is to just feed his ego.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably what's happening. He's just like, how can I spin this so that like I like remain on top, and that people who like me like continue to like me, and I can like tear down those who like. Are saying slightly negative things about me.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's a very sensitive man.
Just the fact that he just won't get upset about this, but he got so upset about Nordstrom. Like, it's just like...
Exactly.
Like it's so fucking
also,
crazy.
His grandkids are Jewish. Like, Nazis are not nice
to Jews. Right, I don't understand. Like, what is Ivanka doing? She must be, like, trying to stand down. Like, stay away from this. Like, saying anything.
It's hard when you have crazy parents. I don't know anything about that, but that's what I hear on the street.
All right, well...
Yeah, okay, so let's move on from that because that's a little depressing. And we're here for a good time.
Yeah, we're here for a good time to distract you from, like, the impending doom that is America.
Exactly. So let's talk about the Taylor Swift groping trial.
So what's the story? What happened?
Okay, so basically, like, this guy started the lawsuit, I think suing Taylor.
He sued her?
I'm pretty sure he sued her saying, for all this money, saying that she wrongly, like, accused him of, like, of assaulting her and grabbing her ass.
Really? I thought it was the other way that she'd sued
no,
him.
No, she countersued, I think, for a dollar to be like, just like as a...
Well, no, you touched me, so you're not... You don't get to sue me.
Right, so she, but only for a dollar because she didn't want it to be like, oh, she's trying to get money out of it. But like, she didn't want this guy like pretending he didn't grope her. And then she won. Basically, they said that like, that she... His suit, like they like threw out his suit because like, I guess they interviewed a lot of people, including her, and decided that he did actually assault her.
So
she didn't, right? So she didn't make that up or slander him. I guess he was suing for like some sort of like a slander. Like they fired him.
Oh, okay. He's
because
just
of
a
this,
DJ.
he's
find another
he's like
job.
A radio DJ. I just wonder, like, who has the? I mean, This is like the balls, but like obviously it's like a terrible thing. But like, can you imagine like Taylor Swift is like comes in to like be on your like radio show and you just like decide it's okay to like put your hand up her, like grab her ass?
Maybe he thought this was her his one shot.
Like he thought that would lead like, to like him being Taylor's new boyfriend.
Yeah, and like she's gonna write a song about him, like radio DJ, like something like that.
That
I don't know.
Really backfired. I don't think he's very hireable at the moment.
Yeah. What's his name? But what's his name?
I have to
see. DJ David Mueller. Not very much of a DJ name.
Hot. You probably think she's into DJs. She's dating Calvin Harris. Like he could be the
different
next
different type of DJ dude.
He could be the next DJ.
All right. Well, do we think Taylor Swift is making like her comeback? I don't know. I'm so over
Yeah.
Taylor.
So anyway, she got $1 in damages.
Great. And yeah, she's gonna make some donations because she's good,
right? Well, she said it was a symbolic value because she, with value immeasurable to all women, without requiring Mueller to declare bankruptcy.
Well, she did a good thing because it sets precedent to like what exactly is sexual assault. But like,
right. It doesn't help. It doesn't hurt that it makes her look like
amazing.
Great.
I know. But whatever.
The suing for a dollar.
She's
gonna
sing about this. That's no what's one, gonna bother me.
I wonder if no one knew if she would sue for more.
There's going to be a song about DJ David Mueller, like, in her next album. I, like, just am ready for it.
Let's see what kind of title you can make it. Dear David.
Dear David.
I like Dear John. Oh, I think we actually just got back from Croatia.
Yes.
Where I think I played you.
Yeah, we were
Taylor
drunk.
Swift Red.
We were drunk, yeah, laying
and
on
two cellos.
And she was playing me Dear John, and I was like silently crying listening to it. No, wait, well, I wasn't crying to Dear John. I was crying to Jake Gyllenhaal song.
Shit, All Too Well.
That was such a sad
That's
song.
That's a really good song. Taylor Swift's Red was like, I think I was like 19 maybe when it came out, and it's just like the best album for like fake relationships that you have like in your like late teens and early 20s that are like you're so over dramatized and like, but they're not like real.
Yeah, that's so true. I don't know. I wasn't a huge fan then. I became more of a fan like the basic way where everyone just saw the music video to what was that
Blank
song?
Blank Space.
Blank Space. And they're just like, I have the chills. It's so good. And then I started liking her, but now I'm over her again.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of hers until I was locked in a car on a road trip. And I like was forced to listen to her. And then I was like,
that's how she gets all of her fans. wait, we do want to say that we realized that Bachelor in Paradise just started, and there's a reason we're not talking about it right now. Sorry. Because it happens to be like the fucking best show ever. I just want to say, but because we're starting a new podcast and it's called The Bachelor, I know, catchy. And it's going to be out today. It comes out the same way every Wednesday now that like, Bachelor in Paradise decides to be 2 hours Monday and Tuesday. So listen to it. We're literally just going to be talking about The Bachelor for every season. The Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise. And it's called The Bachelor. So find it on iTunes.
Say Bachelor again.
Bachelor. Find it on iTunes. Okay, great. Let's talk about something else.
Okay. Last but not least in today's news.
Highly exciting
news. Is that Leonardo DiCaprio was spotted at Hillstone on Morgan Avenue with a 23-year-old model.
Wait, say it slower. Leonardo DiCaprio was spotted at Hillstone on Park Avenue.
Their spinach and artichoke dip is amazing. Bomb. It is bomb. I don't blame him for going there. I guess it's
for
he's
our
just
non,
like, stars, they're just
our
us.
Non-New York fans, Hillstone is like, it's like, if it were on a different, it weren't in New York City, it'd be like Grand Lux Cafe, I would say. Would you agree?
Or it's Cheesecake like, Factory.
Grand Lux, because Grand Lux makes it a little bit.
I mean, it's like not like, it's not like, it's like overpriced, so, but like, it's still not
It's
that.
Like a Capital Grill, but like, more cheesecakey.
I found God in this Chili's tonight.
Yeah, it's Chili's. It's Applebee's.
It's a little better than that. But anyway, he's like with a new model there who he's calling his friend, which is what he calls all of his model friends.
And
but
he's 23.
It got me. How old is he? I wonder.
97.
He's got to be like in his 40s, right?
Let's look it up. I think he's in his 30s.
Really?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, because Kate Winslet's definitely in her 40s.
He's 42.
Yeah. Okay.
Good call.
So I mean, I just don't get, do you think he's going to pull a Clooney one day and just marry like a civil rights lawyer? Yeah. Or do you think he just like doesn't?
Yeah, he's going to marry some activist. Real, I feel like he's all into that green environmental thing, which is great, whatever. But like, that's what he's going to do. I think he's just going to, he doesn't want to get divorced. So I think he's waiting till he's old enough to just marry and like have someone take care of him that's younger, way younger. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't need to be taken care of now, but like later he's realizing like, oh,
he
I don't
can also afford like a full-time taking care of nanny. Staff. Like,
yeah, but like taking care of, you know what I mean? Where he can't go out to like have sex.
Oh, you to be, mean like taken care of.
Taken. Yes.
I don't know. I just like, I can't imagine that this is like a fulfilling life just going on yachts with like a million miles. Maybe it's because we're girls. We don't understand.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't you want to go on a date and like have true love and like, where's the romance?
Yeah, I feel like it is fulfilling for him, right?
I don't know. I wish we could ask Clooney if that life was like fulfilling for
him. But I mean, now Clooney has twins, so that's fucking crazy.
I know. How old is he?
I can look that up. I never have my computer here.
What are your, I mean, cool. What are your thoughts on like old ass dads?
What do you mean? Like from whose perspective?
From Clooney's your perspective. Clooney's 56. It's Clooney's 56. So Clooney's 56, he just had twins. When those kids turn 25, he's going to be 81.
And Amal is 39.
Yeah.
Appropriate.
I know. We had a discussion recently about that. What do you think about old-ass dads?
So, like, from whose perspective? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
From, like, your what is your opinion?
No, I mean, like, from the perspective of their child or, like, their wife.
Just, like, what the phenomenon of old-ass dads.
Oh, like, just dad, like, men having children. I don't like it. I know you like it.
I don't like, I'm not like, oh, you're like, all men should wait until their mid-50s to have a baby.
I don't think it's fair for the kid, honestly. I mean, it's great that, like, they're bringing children in the world if they can support them, like, totally. Like, they're giving them a life of, like, that I don't know, they can go to college, they have money, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think it's fair for the kid because, like, they don't have, like, a dad that's, like, vital and like
I think that's the downside to having kids when you're old side. But I think that there's definitely like the positive of that is like okay, your parents are like older, they're much more mature than like let's say they were totally. Like let's say the mom is like 25 and the dad is like 28. Like I mean yeah, it's possible
to
be
like really extreme sides of the spectrum. Like I don't mean like the better way of having a child is when you're literally a child.
I mean, you're not 28, you're not like literally a child, but if you're like I think that there's like if you're like in your mid-50s, you probably know like exactly what you want. You've done everything, you've seen everything. You're like maybe you're like more committed to like doing everything you can for the kid. And sure, maybe you don't have like as much energy, but if you're I don't know, there's I guess it depends on like who you are, how active you are. If you're like a 55-year-old man who like needs to nap all day and like not active, like right. You probably shouldn't be having a kid. But if you're like out there like doing shit and you're like vital,
I totally see that. I just I also don't think that like men should be having children at 28 though. Like I know there are a bunch.
How old? What's the perfect age for a man to have a baby?
I think like 38.
What about a woman?
36, 38. That because you're way more mature. I think that because a man who's 38 has the maturity level of a woman who's what's 4 minus 38? 32. What's 4?
34. 34. Math is never your strong suit.
34, and that's like a pretty mature person.
So you think
like,
34 and 38 are the perfect age for a first child?
Well, when we're talking like biologically, no, but like maturity and like being a good parent probably also depends on the person.
I guess if evolution had caught up with us.
Yeah.
Then like that would be ideal.
Like eggs getting old, but still like you're probably gonna be like a little bit more of like a selfless person, I think, at that age. Then again, there's many narcissists in the world. So
how old were your parents when they had you?
My mom was 27, I think. And they were good parents though.
The theory needs some work.
My dad was what's 27 plus 4?
31.
So I guess they were that age. But they also struggled. They like had to deal with like religious persecution and immigrating to America, so I feel like that really strengthened them.
That helped with the parenting. I would imagine them more stress.
I think that helped because they went through something and like
they were like old at heart.
Yeah, they were old at heart. Came to America not knowing like any English. More on that later. Let's do some Dear Betch.
Okay, I'll read the first one.
Okay.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Dear hi, Betches. Love the podcast. Don't know how I would get through my boring work days without you. I've got a problem. I feel like I can't really talk to my friends about because I'm not trying to be dramatic. So you guys are my only hope. SOS. I'm about to get married next month, and one of my bridesmaids, love her to death, but she has made her way through my fiancé's friends, and I'm not that excited about the prospect of them all being together at the same place. Definitely not about to deal with old college hookup drama on my wedding day. So I have two problems I need advice on. One, should I have a talk with her / the groomsman she is hooked up with and be like, hey, don't fuck with my wedding day, stay away from each other and be cool? Or should I just ignore it and hope for the best? Also, when I say hooked up, I mean in a semi-serious exclusive way. Like she was dating one of them for a few months and the other two were booty calls for a good amount of time. So it's not really like a one-time thing with any of them that we could just pretend never happened. And two, she's bringing her serious boyfriend of the last 6 months or so and told me that she isn't going to tell him that she's hooked up with several of the groomsmen. Normally, I would be like, whatever, you do you. It's not his business because it's in the past. But in this case, I'd be like, it's weird she wouldn't give him a heads up since we were all going to be spending the whole weekend together and he is going to be hanging out with the groomsmen a lot. I feel like it's sketchy of her to keep it from him, but also maybe I'm just being moral as fuck because I'm about to get married. I don't know. I don't want to talk to my other bridesmaids about it because I'm not trying to talk behind her back. So might as well air out her boy drama on your podcast. LOL. Please help. Thanks, Betches. Sincerely, Bachelorette in Distress.
I think it's valid. This girl seems like she likes drama. The other girl.
Yeah, I mean, this girl, actually, it's kind of nice that she's not talking to her other bridesmaids about her.
That's that she's not like trying to talk shit.
She's not trying to like create a thing before it even happens.
I feel like there's the up to the point where she says that the guy, he's going to be hanging out with the groomsmen. I thought it's not a big deal. Don't talk about it. But if the guy's going to be like sitting around like with the other guys, they're going to get drunk.
Is this like a weekend away or something? It would be like why would they all be hanging out?
I don't know. I'm not getting married. I don't know. Honestly, should she say, I don't think she should say anything. She shouldn't tell the...
I wouldn't say anything to the groomsmen, definitely. I would maybe just have a talk with your friend and be like, hey, I just want to make sure this isn't weird this weekend. So, whatever we have to do to make sure it's not weird, let's do that. And, can you just do me a favor and just, make sure this isn't weird for me? Because, I'm a little worried about it.
Yeah, and, if you get – and if you are going to get into a drunk fight with your boyfriend about, all the guys that I've slept with – can you just do it outside? That's the only thing is that she might, since this girl seems like she's dating and then having booty calls of all these guys' friends, it sounds like she likes drama and she wouldn't.
I kind
of
want to see what happens.
I do too. I wish this was I can see it. Give me some VR. But I think that she probably should have a talk because...
But not with any of the guys. That's weird.
It'll make herself a joke and it'll bring light to the situation. She should just... say it to the girl, come out of a place of respect, or not a place of this is my day.
Right.
It shouldn't be like that.
Just be like, hey, I just want, are you chill with these groomsmen? Because I want to make sure that we're all really comfortable and no one feels weird.
Yeah.
And just say no one, don't be I don't feel weird. Just be no one feels weird.
You don't feel weird.
You don't feel your boyfriend doesn't feel weird. Yeah. I just want to make sure ahead of time,
don't make it weird.
Don't make it weird. Yeah. You guys chill.
Yeah. Chill? I think a nice approach by saying also we're planning the events of the weekend and I just want to just talk to you, ask you about it. That's it. Don't come from a place of fuck you bitch, this is my day, don't screw it up.
Right. Don't pull a Sheena.
And then don't worry about it because whatever's going to happen is going to happen and don't stress about it because that'll definitely ruin your day. So
if she's not worried about it, maybe you shouldn't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Because she's the one with bringing the new boyfriend. So
this girl sounds fun. Okay, I'll read
Let us next. Know how it goes. Yeah. Please email us at slapped@betches.com with your after stories and also if you want any advice.
Advice, dear Betch. Okay, new one. Hi, lots of exclamation points. First of all, I love you both so much, and I might actually die of happiness if you read this on your podcast, but that's a risk I'm willing to take.
Don't die.
Please don't die. I follow tons of podcasts because I drive all day for my sales job, but yours is truly the one I get super stoked about, TBH. Thank you. Here it is. So I've been dating my boyfriend for almost 3 years. He's 27, I'm 26. We've been long distance for about 17 months now. I took a job out of town. Before I left...
17 months? It's like a baby. Sorry.
Wait, so that's 12 months, and that's a year and 5 months.
A year and 5 months.
I'm good at math. Before I left, we were talking about moving in together and marriage. After I left, he got an entire new friend group and is almost never not drinking, never not out drinking, hanging out with them to the point where it's borderline concerning. Cherry on the top is that they're mostly girls. And I know he's not cheating on me, but it's super annoying. Moral of the story is that it seems like I have been moved from priority number one to priority number 10. Parentheses, after all of his friends. I can barely get him to text me anymore, let alone call or show me any kind of attention, and it's making me miserable. Every time I try and talk to him about it slash get mad at him, he says something that basically talks me out of it, and the moment passes. But I got a new job and we'll be moving back by the end of the year. And to clarify, he's now saying he doesn't want to live together, oh my God, together when I get back, even though he wanted it before I left. Should I just give up now or wait and see how it goes when I get back? Do you think it's the distance causing these problems, or is he never going to change? Thank you, X 1 million. I love you. X 1 billion. XO, baby, back, betch, because I can't get mad at him. I don't know. I tried to be clever. I love the ending of that.
Okay, so to summarize, I like when we summarize.
Yes.
Sometimes things get a little convoluted. This is a good email, good length.
Yeah.
But to summarize, it seems like your boyfriend, you were his, like, number one.
When they were together.
Right. When they were together, you were like his, when you were in the same city.
Yeah.
He was like your number one priority. Then you left, he found a new group of friends. Now he's like partying a lot and he's like, seems more distant from you and like doesn't want to live together when you get back. And you want to know if you should just break up with him or stay together.
I think break up.
Why is that?
Because like, it's a pride thing, but also like if you're not gonna like, if you don't give a fuck about me, like, or not trying to make this work, why do I want to make it work when we're together? Like, I'm back and I'd rather like make sure that like it's up to me to have a good time, or like it's up to like, I don't know.
I think especially if he doesn't want to live together, I think you come back, you get your own place, you do your own thing. I would see if maybe it changes if you really love this guy.
She didn't say she did.
Okay, well, I'm asking.
Oh, they were talking about moving in together in marriage. I guess they do love each other.
I think if you really love the guy, you're not just going to be able to be like, okay, like, I'm moving back to the city that you're in. Like, fuck it, it's done, it's over. I think give it a couple months. Maybe things get weird when you're long distance. Like, you, like, try to distract yourself. Maybe you're, like, he's in with a crowd that's like not super pro relationship, but like maybe, and he feels like he's wasting his time just spending all the time like on the phone with you, or like he's not really living his life.
Yeah.
But when you're back, like that should change. I can understand like feeling like the person, you don't want to stop your life because the person that you're with isn't in the same city as you. When you come back, he doesn't really have an excuse. So I would definitely get your own place either way, because it doesn't sound like he's gung-ho about living with you. When you tried to convince him into doing that, I would get your own place. I would give it a couple months and see if he changes. Maybe he'll, like, change his tune. Maybe he'll turn it around. Yeah. Maybe he'll, like, get back in boyfriend mode because you're actually in town.
I agree with your advice. That's good advice. I just think that realistically, it's not going to get better. I just don't see it. Even because, again, this is the whole maturity thing. He's 27. And, like, he's partying because, like, it's just the way that you are at that age. And, like, I don't know. If he's, like, doesn't care enough. Like, the whole point is if you're talking about marriage, right? The whole point is that.
Are they?
Yeah, they said they were talking about moving in together. And even if it's, like, a fleeting thought, like, just marriage, like, he should be in it enough to have a relationship, even if you're long distance, or even if it's hard. Like, that's the whole point. It's testing your relationship long distance. And if. Then just, I agree. Move.
I think that's a good point. It's like, this doesn't sound like it's going well.
Yeah.
I agree.
Right.
Sure. But I think knowing the nature of people and like their inability to just be like, all right, I'm back. Like, fuck it. I'm totally, like, I don't think that that's going to happen. I think she's going to regret not giving it a chance if she doesn't at least try it. I would give him the chance once you move back, see how he acts. If he like changes and you feel like he's like changed positively for the better, then great. If he's still acting like an asshole, not putting you first and not like spending time with you, and also you should have like an actual discussion about he doesn't want to move in with you. Like, that shouldn't just be like, oh, I don't want to, like, if you're talking about marriage, you should be able to talk about like why he suddenly changed his mind, like what is the, that, because not, it's not the fact that he doesn't want to live with you anymore that's important, it's why he doesn't want to.
Right.
Is it because he's now scared of commitment, and because he's partied a lot now and he realizes he hasn't gotten that out of his system and he wants to keep doing that, he's not ready for commitment. Like, the reason why is much more important than the fact that he doesn't want to live with you.
Right. I think that I agree with that. I think we will both agree that, like, she definitely should not, like, ask him what he, like, what she should do. She should just do it.
Right.
She should get her own apartment. If he asks, like, what's your plan? Like, oh, well, I'm actually, like, looking at this apartment. Like, even without discussing it with him, like, this is what you're gonna do, and just go with it. And then he'll see that confidence, I think, and that might actually play, play better
for you, right? Because, like, you're not going to seem as needy, and
you're not. Yeah, don't, like, not, I hate using this word nag, because it's, like, usually assigned to a woman, but, like, don't, like,
men can definitely be naggy.
I know, but as a characteristic, like, don't nag him, like, oh, why don't you want to live with me? Like, okay,
right, you do you.
Yeah, like, you move. Tell me why you don't want to live with me after you already, like, look for an apartment. Like, tell me what's been going on. Do you want to make this work? No, fine, I'm okay with that. Like, I'll find someone better. That's right. Really it.
You want someone who's, like, excited to live with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was an long-distance relationships are kind of like a
big one.
A big one.
They're tough. I mean, like, you know, the idea, it's like you have to put in a lot of effort if you want to make it work. Not everyone can handle it. I've never been in one, but.
I was in one in college, like, the first year, but that doesn't count.
I don't know.
I'm sure, like, it counts. You're a baby.
Everything counts to an extent. Maybe it's not as intense as, like, if you were, like, 25.
Remember the long distance? I wrote the long distance relationship, like, for the Betch list, like, years ago. Based on that, I want to reread it to see, like, if, like, the same
things apply,
insights or thoughts apply. But anyway.
Yeah, that didn't work out. They're not still together. In case you guys were wondering, that's not to say that it can't work. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, let's play some games.
Yes.
So this game comes from, a couple of these games come from our listener, Eliza. So thank you, Eliza. Thank you, Eileen. Okay. Shoot, BFF, party with. Regina George, Gretchen Wieners, and Karen Smith.
Oh. Oh my God. Oh my God, this is so hard.
I think you.
I would be BFF with Gretchen.
I was thinking that too, because she would, like, give you all the gossip.
And she would, like, just be your minion and, like, be your best friend.
Right. I feel like she's probably loyal unless you, like, she feels that you're turning away, in which case she might help Caddy.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't know if I would party with Regina or Karen, because
I think I'd party with Karen.
I think I would party with Karen in the sense that, like, she's down to just hook up with her first cousin. She's, like, down to party.
She's down to party. I think Regina would be, like, a little too manipulative.
And too, like, to social climby. Like, right. This isn't, she might, the best, like, leave you at a club. Go. Yeah, just to, like, find Aaron Samuels. Okay. So that's, you guys should email us and tell us what you think, because this is, like, a hot topic of 2017. What would you do? slapped@betches.com. Okay, next one. Shoot, BFF, party with Kim, Courtney, Chloe. Oh, this is so easy.
I
would totally shoot Kim. Like, sorry if that's insensitive since she was held up at gunpoint. But, like, I honestly just can't stand her. I was watching her Insta story, like, yesterday. I know I just said I can't stand her, but I was watching her Insta story.
You hate watch a lot of people. I
know. Ugh, whatever. Don't tell people that.
It's a place of openness. It's all in the circle. It doesn't leave all your podcasts.
It was just frustrating. First of all, she got all this, like, is the word flack or slack? Flack.
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 Slack is, like, a good
for
thing.
For, like, yeah.
Cut me some slack.
Yeah. For, like, defending Jeffree Star, even though he, like, made some, like, racist comments. I don't really know. She was just.
Who's Jeffree Star?
He's, like, that makeup artist who's, doesn't matter.
Whatever.
And she was just, like, I can tell that, okay, when she was defending him, I was watching that part, and she was just, like, looking at herself in the camera. Like, you could tell she was just checking herself out and just, like, speaking, like, you know, I really just want the negativity to leave my timeline and, like, blah, blah, blah. Then she gets all this flack for it, for, like, defending him, and then she goes back on the next Insta story and is, like, doesn't have makeup on, like, trying to show people that she looks amazing without makeup, or she looks like natural beauty. But the whole time, and she's just like, guys, again, staring at herself, like, just checking herself out, you know, like when you FaceTime with someone, just checking herself out. and like just saying like I'm really shouldn't have said any of these things because I was coming from a place of naivete and like, or no, she didn't even use that word. She was just like, I was just really naive about racism. Like, okay, like what the fuck are you talking
about?
She said
that after she like married Kanye.
Exactly. Like up, are bitch. You fucking talking? What are you? And number two, she's trying to look like beautiful without makeup. You can see her like cheek implants. Like you can physically see like the, I don't know. It all just bothered me so much. So she's gone.
So you're, so moral of that story yeah, like, is you're going to long-winded answer. I just don't find her that interesting.
She's just awful. And so, like, she's the most narcissistic human. Well, I think that's more like narcissistic than Trump. Like,
and Kanye.
I think she's married.
I mean, I think like, yeah, that's like sort of what she's known for. I'm not a huge fan of really any of them, but I would probably kill her too. I think I would party with Khloe and be BFF with Courtney.
I think I would switch them. Really? BFF with Khloe and party with Courtney.
Courtney doesn't seem like she's that fun to party with.
Even if like partying means like just like watching a movie.
You just want to have a dinner party
and drinking. Some, yeah, like that to me is fun. But like Khloe just seems like a more like diehard, like funny friend.
I think I would I think I would vibe more with Khloe, with Courtney. Okay. I feel like she's like a little more like removed and like, I don't know.
So like you want her as a distant best friend?
I want her as like a friend who like we can just chill. Like, yeah. I feel like Khloe would be just, like, a little too high energy for me.
I like that. So,
yeah, I know. We're different.
So, okay. That's what we would do. Let's do the next.
Okay. Let's do, this is one more from Eliza. Would you rather never have biological kids, but you can adopt or have octuplets?
Adopt.
Yeah, I agree.
Octuplets sounds like a fucking load of stress.
Yeah, it's also, like, it's tough to have that many kids, especially
at once.
Yeah, I am one of nine, but and I barely got any attention growing up. I can't imagine, but we were not octuplets. I can only imagine being born at the same time. I feel like no one would know my name.
Yeah, no, and they all look the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is that like, yeah, it's probably at first really sad to know you can't conceive or you can't have children. But there's so many women out there, and there's like so many children who like
need homes. It's so crazy. It's like I was watching Lion. I know you
haven't seen it. I didn't see it.
But it's like when you adopt a kid, you're basically just like saving their life.
I know. Like people are all about rescuing dogs and shit. Why don't you just adopt more children?
Yeah, it's true. It's like you could do like one nice little good deed. If you adopt a child, you're just like basically taking a life, which would have been like completely like
not great.
Yeah, not great at all, or like probably terrible, and you're just like saving a whole like human life.
Really,
it's amazing.
Crazy.
Very into adoption. I don't know if I'll do it.
Isn't that interesting? Lisa Vanderpump adopted Max. And, like, she still could have her own children. She just, like, saw him somewhere and just, like, I'm not going to have another
kid.
Yeah,
she's an interesting character.
She's an interesting character.
More on that later. Anyway, I think that's all the time we have for today for Batch Lab. Please email us at slapped@batches.com with any questions or games you have or
anything you want us to talk
about.
Yeah, and don't forget to go subscribe and listen to our Bachelor podcast. It's The Bachelor. So BETCHELOR. Took me a long time to figure out how to spell that, but I finally got it. And
I'm still confused.
I know. And yeah, because we're about to record that next. Bye.